Radio Prague News. The lower house of parliament has passed a bill aiming to curb the boom in solar power. An amendment to the foreigners law passed by the lower house would require biometric data for residence permits. And the vast majority of Czech firms say they have had sensitive data stolen by their own employees. The lower house of parliament has passed a bill aiming to curb the boom in solar power. The bill envisages a 26% tax on subsidies and an increase in charges for land leased for the location of solar panels. Government efforts to support clean energy with generous subsidies backfired as a result of excessive interest, which looked set to trigger a steep rise in electricity prices in 2011. The government is now trying to find the money to offset the increase, among others, by levelling a tax on emissions permits. An amendment to the foreigners law passed by the lower house on Tuesday would require biometric data for residence permits. The bill, which still needs to win approval in the Senate, envisages the abolition of the foreigners police as such and a transfer of the agenda to the Interior Ministry as of January 2011. The move would save over 200 million crowns. The amendment also obliges employers to take on more responsibility for the foreigners they employ. 73% of small and medium-sized Czech firms say they have had sensitive data stolen by their own employees in the past 2 years. Security tests, which are now underway in some 200 firms, indicate low security and poor protection of personal and classified data. IT experts have criticized the fact that smaller companies often try to save money on security systems, which they say is particularly dangerous at a time when many firms are having to lay off employees. A British tourist who was injured by a falling Christmas tree on Prague's Old Town Square in 2003 is to receive further compensation from Prague City Hall and the firm found to have been responsible for the accident. Malcolm Tuffin, who suffered spinal injuries and was confined to a wheelchair for a month, fought a long court battle for compensation. He received just over half a million crowns in 2007, but filed a fresh complaint in view of the gravity of his injuries. A Prague court has now ordered Prague City Hall to pay him a further 1 million crowns. The Prague authorities and the firm which organised the Christmas market originally refused to accept responsibility for the accident, filing a number of appeals until the Supreme Court found them guilty of negligence for failing to secure the tree properly. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days are expected to be partly cloudy to overcast with rain in places and day temperatures between 6 and 10 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.